It's my pleasure today to speak with Raphael Maurice and Erwan Kerber from Celeris in Paris. So Celeris is one of our key solution providers in France, and Raphael is the general director or GM of Celeris, and Erwan is the CTO. So thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Great. So Raphael and Erwan, please share a bit about your background and how you got involved in the IT industry.
So I will start. So I'm 47. I've mainly worked in sales in different countries. And in fact, I joined the IT industry beginning of 2000. Okay. And I worked mainly in a distribution, I mean, reselling hardware. And 10 years ago, as I wanted to create my own company, I've run my previous, my previous boss I was working for, because it's a man who had success in business in IT industry in the 19. And so we decided to set up Celeris Informatique 10 years ago with a man called Simon-Pierre Mathieu, with our small bank. Which says that Celeris, we have strong financial because of this man, and we quickly specialized in the web tech market. When we say web tech market, it means that we work today mainly with hosters and large company who have footprints on the web market, like Criteo, like Dailymotion, like Le Bon Coin. Okay, so we mainly, so far, we have mainly sold servers to our customers, several thousand in 10 years. So this is my background. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Raphael. And everyone?
Well, I've joined Celeris maybe 5 years ago now. And the idea with Celeris is to propose and sell to customers the right product they need, and I've joined Celeris in order to do this very technological.
In fact, because the aim, the goal of Erwan was to set up a technical way to advise our customer, and it means that all the products that we sell, we test them before. So Erwan set up 5 years ago a huge lab in which we have 5 racks. Okay, so the product you can find from Dell, from HP, from Gigabyte, people like that, and we've got 2 OCP racks. So the job of Erwan is to, he came, in fact, he joined Celeris because our customers 5-6 years ago told us, okay, you're good in sales, but we need to get strong advice from someone. From a CTO, so please find a CTO, and that's how Erwan joined us to advise our customer, and he quickly set up this lab, which is our main difference regarding our competitors, the fact that we test everything, and that how do you say very technologic in English?
It's technology watch.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned a little bit about the service or the markets that you serve, but tell people about the size of Celeris and some of your key markets.
Okay. So so as I told you, we set up in 2010. We are 20 people. Our turnover is about 50 million euros. As I explained to you, the way we see the market is today we've got 6,000 in France, we've got 6,000 competitors, and we all sell the same product at the same price. Okay. So the idea was to approach the market in a different way. And this way was, in fact, as I told you, it was to test and to bench all the solutions, all the goods that we propose to our customer. So we've got 2 labs. We've got a lab with a laptop. We won't discuss these points. And we've got another lab with servers, switches, network, and storage. And our main difference is this lab, It's the fact that we can, when a customer comes and visits us and he says, I've got, for instance, a machine learning project, our job, as we see our job, is not to say, okay, we will answer in HP or in OCP or in whatever. The question is to say, okay, you've got this project on the market, you've got this proposal with Dell, this proposal with HP, we don't care about the vendors. What we want is to do the best proposal, so the best machine at the best price, okay? And regarding services, so we, for instance, for the company called Criteo that you must know, we delivered a fully integrated rack all over Europe in their data center. It means that we buy the racks, we buy the PDU, we buy the switches, the servers, the wires and everything, and we build the rack and we deliver it in different data center in Europe. So that's why we can do. We can just sell a server as we can sell a full solution.
So that's over the past 10 years, you've built a very successful company. And as you'd mentioned, you carry several different brands. You have many competitors in the market. Yes. So why did you decide to start looking at open hardware as a business model and a potential revenue stream?
So the thing is, Erwan already had an accurate view on the OCP market. When he joined Celery, so 5-6 years ago, he said, I think that regarding our customer, as they buy many servers, we should have a look on OCP product. So Erwan started 5 years ago to get some information on different to get some information, and 3 years ago one of our customer told us you should have a look on OCP product because it was our best customers, and he said, I'm sure you will get the market. So we started OCP 3 years ago. And now for over 3 years, we hardly recommend this solution to our customers, but it takes times. Yeah. So this is the idea. It was to allow our customers to reduce their footprint, to reduce their OPEX, to reduce their CAPEX, and
So Erwan, you were mentioning around open compute and the reduction in CapEx and OpEx. So how have you seen infrastructure requirements change in France over the last 5 years across the enterprise market?
Well, the evolution of the market here is hosters need to be competitive against Azure, Amazon, and big hosters, and they need to have accurate infrastructures for their customers. So they need to have less consumption systems. They need to have more openness, and that's why we've seen a gain in interest for OCP system. And they need to have a more accurate infrastructure.
Okay. And what we have seen as well in a large company in France, it's that from 2 years now, it's been 2 years that we see that some of our customers, large customers, they used to challenge just HPE, Dell, Lenovo, and now they challenge people like Quanta, like Gigabyte, like still on. Not an OCP product so far, but we can see that now large French company, they are not looking only on the traditional vendors, they are looking as well on ODM.
Got it. So they're looking more toward white box providers.
Exactly. Yes. They exactly. Need to go through the vendor looking, actually.
That's so great.
This is the main change.
Yeah, we're seeing that in other regions too, where companies are becoming more comfortable buying white box and direct from the ODM. Yes. So how do you see France relative to the rest of Europe in adopting open source technology?
Erwan,
yes. Relative to the rest of Europe, it's difficult to really say because our main of our customers are in France, even if we have some international customers. But what we see in France is that the open source is gaining part in software a lot. Because if we talk about virtualization, for instance, VMware costs a lot, other solutions cost too, and actually some solutions like Proxmox or KVM costs less and are actually stable and with enterprise features stabilized. And it's growing actually. The vendor lock I told earlier is the also seen in kind of software lock, and they want to have actually open source system to have more security, more evolutivity, and to cost less.
And when it comes to the workloads that you are seeing customers deploy, what workloads are the most popular now, and what do you see as becoming more popular in 2021?
Actually, clearly, still virtualization is driving the technology. Virtualization, common virtualization like Citrix, VMware, Microsoft Hyper-V, and what we are really looking actually and what customers are really deploying for the future is mainly Docker solutions and with containers. And some of them are using also blockchain services and need to have more GPUs in the server. So again, the openness of OCP is really interesting for that.
That's great. So the blockchain type of customers are going to appreciate the open designs. Now, your company was one of the very first in Europe to start providing circular economy OCP hardware or second user hardware. I think you might have been the first or one of the very first. Can you tell us about that business model and how customers react to second user or circular economy hardware in France?
But you're right. We today we work mainly with two kind of vendors. Regarding the circular economy, and as well with Gigabyte in new. Okay, this is our main customer, and 80% of our business is done with circular economy. Why? The main reason is for the price. It means that today, when you speak to because you. OCP product for us, okay, is made for big company. Okay, you can't sell OCP product to someone who's got just 10, 20 servers. So we need to get volume, okay? And the thing is, if you take a company Walmart in America, okay, you can imagine that they've got very aggressive prices from traditional vendors. And when you challenge Huawei, MiTac, or you challenge a Gigabyte company in open hardware product, you realize that regarding CapEx, okay, there is no not so much difference. It means that if you buy some product, for instance, at $1,000 from HP, you will buy it $950, $990, $1,000 from Gigabyte or for Huawei. So there is no really difference when you buy some product. So circular economy is a good way to interest people. Because we tell them, first of all, it's really less expensive, and secondly, it's very good for the footprint of the planet. Okay, so the fact to buy and to propose circular economy is a way to have a good capex and is a way to make people understand that they need today. We do need today for our planet. We do need to reuse the materials, the goods that you can use. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, the recycle, the reuse.
Yes. Yes. The green IT. The green IT. Yeah, the green IT.
Also, I would like to add that for OCP, there's a need to have a kind of conduct of change. And if the gain in CapEx is a small percent of a classic a common vendor system, the interest is low. If you have a good CapEx and real difference between common vendor and OCP, permit to interest them strongly.
The price is very, very important at the very beginning when you start dealing with our customers. The first thing to do is eventually is to make them understand that there is no risk, and when the price is important at the beginning. That's why it's important to get circular economy.
That's great. And those are really strong benefits when it comes to the CapEx as well as the green IT benefits that you get out of circular economy. Now, Erwan, a question for you. Now, you have this Pegasus line of products built on OCP. So these S2D Microsoft cluster platforms. So can you tell people a bit about those?
Yes, it's really simple. As we can see actually, compute storage as a kind of brick of Lego, and actually we built full rack and full racks in order to have a full S2D solution with Hyper-V on OCP products, and even on new products, and even on circular economy, and it works really well. We are really confident with performance, and it's a way to promote also OCP and OCP solutions because it permits to see that a common and classic and even closed source solutions can work on OCP, like Hyper-V, VMware, even some OCP servers were certified by VMware for a circular economy.
Because people are a bit afraid at the very beginning, they don't understand that it's just a server. Even if it's OCP, it's a common server with a processor, memory, and everything. So the idea with this solution that you spoke is to make understand people that it's just a traditional infrastructure product, and that you can do some VMware, some Microsoft, everything. So this was the goal of this solution, is to make understand people that what they do with traditional servers and storage and networks, they will be able to do it as well in OCP products.
And that's a key takeaway that I know that you tell a lot of customers, and I've heard you say many times that it's just a server and you can do anything you can with a regular traditional server, only reduce your CapEx and OpEx. And yeah, you can do more. That's right, Erwan. So as we wrap up, what is, as Celeris is one of our first members in France, what has been the value that you have seen in being part of an open source community like OCP?
In fact, when we've got a call, for instance, with the customers, it's very important to make, first of all, the first thing we do usually, what everyone does, is that they go on your website, the OCP Foundation website. So when we put your website, people understand that it's a very serious thing, first of all, because you can see that it's a shame, but today, many customers, for many companies, French companies, even large companies like banking or even in petrol, in energy and everything, our big company in France, they are not aware of open hardware products. Okay, so this is the first point. So what we do is we the first thing Kerwan does is going on your website. It shows that it's a very serious thing. And then we can go on our our page on your website to make them understand that we are part of this community. So it gives us credibility. You know?
That's great. Yeah, and it is being part of this bigger community to know that you're not out making individual products, that you're building community-based products that are being deployed at scale around the world. Well, I want to thank you both for the time today. It's been great working with you. I'm excited to see some of the solutions that you have planned for 2021. Yes. And then your lab, for anyone that's interested, please do reach out to me at steve@opencompute.org. And I'm happy to introduce you to Erwan and Raphael, and they can show you their lab in Paris. It's quite impressive the way that they have that set up and are able to help customers start to explore OCP. So thank you again, Erwan and Raphael, and I will be back with my key takeaways for my conversation with Celeris.
Okay, thank you so much, Steve. Have a very good day.
I wanted to share my key takeaways from my conversation with Erwan and Raphael from Celeris. The first is how they've developed this OCP line of business as a way to differentiate Celeris in a very crowded IT market across France. And if you look at their website, they certainly have created that open hardware, open infrastructure OCP value proposition. The second are the two markets where they've seen some dramatic changes. The first being OCP's ability to help local hosting providers be more competitive against, say, the larger regional or large worldwide cloud players. With the reduction of CapEx and OpEx that OCP provides, these local hosters can be much more competitive in that type of market. The other market they see changing is the increased need for blockchain type of applications and how OCP is matching that growing market. And the last takeaway I have is their focus on circular economy. And we've heard this in other spotlights before, but Celeris indicated that 80% of their business is circular economy right now, and how they see that this is a potential growing area as companies across France and across Europe meet more sustainability requirements, more efficiency requirements, and OCP's reduction in embodied energy and the circular second use equipment that's coming out of these hyperscalers that Celeris is then able to take and load their particular software solutions and then roll out at scale is extremely compelling. So my thanks again to Raphael and Erwan from Celeris, and looking forward to the next spotlight discussion with them in the future.